Before Gary Walters graduated with a bachelor's in engineering, he and his classmates had already started a company to market the device he designed for his engineering team's final capstone project.
I was cutting my grass last summer and trying to think of something to do. I'm like, you know what? This heat buildup in the prosthetics is, it's an issue for everybody.
Walters was wounded in Iraq in 2005 and lost his right leg 6 inches below the knee.
What they make prosthetics out of doesn't release heat. Heat can't get through it, so as your body heat builds up in there, it gets really hot, you start to sweat a lot, and then the sweat can't go anywhere. So on a good August day in San Antonio, I can build up an inch of sweat in the bottom of my prosthetic.
He invented a cooling device with a small fan that blows cool air onto the layers of prosthetic materials, cooling the skin where it touches the prosthetic and ending the heat problem.
As that gets cold, it pulls the heat away from your body through that rubber, and then the fans pull that out.
It's even more gratifying to be able to not only solve a problem and come up with a business, but also be helping others.
Anita Leffel, Assistant Director of the UTSA Center for Innovation and Technology Entrepreneurship, said business students were assigned to choose engineering projects for which they would write business plans and market the product. Leffel said her students all wanted to partner with the prosthetic cooler team.
The engineers will make a short presentation, and the business students will do a quick evaluation on whether or not that's a product that could be commercialized. Mm-hmm. And the students were fighting over this product.
10 student teams competed for the prize of cash and in-kind services. Walters and his 7 teammates in engineering and business have already opened their company called Leto Solutions and expect to start making money on the product in 3 years. And their second and third product lines are already on the drawing board.
Right now, this is adapted for a below-the-knee amputation. Our next product line would be above the knee, and then in the future for upper extremities.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.